Welcome to the Mold Podcast. My name is Mo, and I'm the host of the show and also the founder of Mold Safe Solutions. If you need any help dealing with mold, such as a mold test, a professional inspection, mold removal, and or a professional consultation, please call us at 855-786-6653 or visit our website at moldsafesolutions.com. Many people who have been exposed to toxic mold complain of behavioral and neurological problems like what has been called mold rage, psychosis, aggressive and erratic behavior, and depression. I had previously written in my article, Mold Can Cause Depression, that researchers have connected depression with people who lived in water damage and moldy homes. The reason why mold causes people to act abnormally is because some molds produce mycotoxins, which can be very neurotoxic. What this means is that the toxin produced by some molds are neurotoxins that are poisonous or destructive to brain and nerve tissue, which causes a condition known as neurotoxicity. The term neurotoxicity refers to damage to the brain and peripheral nervous system caused by exposure to man-made poisons, or in this case, a mold poison. When mold mycotoxins cause neurotoxicity, it is called microneurotoxicity, which refers to any adverse effects to exposure to mycotoxins or byproducts of primary and secondary mold metabolism, which include volatile organic compounds, which are sometimes called VOCs, on the structural or functional integrity of the developing or adult nervous system. Neuromycotoxic effects may involve a spectrum of biochemical, morphological, behavioral, and physiological abnormalities whose onset can vary from immediate to delayed actions following exposure to mycotoxins. The duration of effects may be transient or persistent and result in disability in some individuals, while some may have life-threatening consequences. These mold mycotoxins are so dangerous that they're used by militaries around the world as bioterror weapons. So don't let anybody try to fool you in saying mold is not dangerous or it's not toxic. Militaries are actually using this. I've written about this in other articles where I've quoted Dr. Jeanette Hope of the American Academy of Environmental Medicine, who has also said that they have been used in biological warfare agents, such as the mycotoxins found in Stachybotrys and Fusarium. These mycotoxins can cause a wide variety of symptoms in people, including diarrhea, weight loss, nervous disorders, cardiovascular alterations, immunodepression, hemostatic derangements, skin toxicity, decreased reproductive capacity, and bone marrow damage. It is well known that mental illnesses are associated with nervous system disorders, so it only makes sense that some people who have a toxic mold illness or a fungal infection suffer from mental issues due to the toxic nature of the molds they have come in contact with. So what I'm thinking here, it's not the people that are crazy, like some people like to think, or some doctors accuse the patients out there and the people who are sick and depressed and in pain and have CFS and so forth. It is the mold mycotoxins that are making them crazy. And this is thoroughly backed by science, folks. There's numerous studies that have been done that have proved that mold mycotoxins can make you crazy and can screw up your nervous system. For example, in a 2003 study by the Environmental Health Center in Dallas titled Effects of Toxic Exposure to Molds and Mycotoxins in Building-Related Illness, it followed 100 participants who were examined in an effort to uncover how toxic mold exposure can affect the nervous system and brain. What they found is that after mold exposure, nervous system challenges were observed in 100% of the patients tested. So they didn't just ask them, hey, are you having problems, or gave them like a written test. They actually observed them doing certain tasks where they observed 100% of the patients had problems and challenges finishing those tasks. Other studies have found that human exposure to molds, mycotoxins, and water-damaged buildings can cause neurological and neuropsychiatric signs and symptoms. Many of these clinical features can partly mimic or be similar to classic neurological disorders, including pain syndromes, movement disorders, delirium, dementia, and disorders of balance and coordination. Researchers in a 2003 study had assessed the physiological and neurophysiological and electrocortical effects of human exposure to mixed colonies of toxigenic molds. The patients reported high levels of physical, cognitive, and emotional systems such as acute stress, adjustment disorder, or post-traumatic stress. Neurophysiological testing revealed impairments similar to mild traumatic brain injury. So in that study, they found that exposure to toxic mold actually mimics mild traumatic brain injury. That's how serious it is, folks. The immune system disorders found in patients with toxigenic mold exposure found a neurological significance of abnormal natural killer cell activity in chronic toxigenic mold exposure in a 2003 study. The major symptoms reported were headache, general debilitating pains, nose bleeding, fevers with body temperature up to 40 degrees Celsius or 104 degrees Fahrenheit, cough, memory loss, depression, mood swings, sleep disturbances, anxiety, chronic fatigue, vertigo, dizziness, and in some cases, seizures. The researchers found that a patient's sleep could be disturbed by mycotoxins, and they had exerted some rigorous effects on the circadian rhythmic processes resulting in sleep deprivation, depression, psychological stress, tissue injuries, malignancies, carcinogenesis, chronic fatigue syndrome, and experimental allergic encephalomyelitis could be induced at very low physiological concentrations by mycotoxin-induced natural killer cell activity. The researchers concluded that chronic exposure to toxigenic mold led to abnormal natural killer cell activity with a wide range of neurological consequences, some of which were headache, general debilitating pains, fever, cough, memory loss, depression, mood swings, sleep disturbances, anxiety, chronic fatigue, and seizures. A more recent study by the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine published in Science Direct had shown that the yeast infection caused by the mold Candida had been leaked to people with mental illness. Researchers found that a history of Candida yeast infections was more common in a group of men with schizophrenia or bipolar disorder than in those without these disorders, and that women with schizophrenia or bipolar disorder who tested positive for Candida performed worse on a standard memory test than women with schizophrenia or bipolar disorder who had no evidence of past infection. Professor Emily Severance of the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine said that most Candida infections can be treated in the early stages, and clinicians should make it a point to look out for these infections in the patients with mental illness. It is well known in the field of mycology that many of the same human illnesses and diseases caused by fungi can be found in the animal kingdom. For example, there are 5 mycotoxins found in concentrates or roughness which have been shown to cause neurologic disease in livestock. Studies have shown that the mold known as Aspergillus, which is commonly found both indoors and outdoors all over the globe, has been connected to mycotoxicosis, is often associated with neurotoxic symptoms in large animals such as cattle. When sudden neurotoxic symptoms prevailed in several herds of cattle in Belgium in the summer of 1997, researchers found the presence of toxogenic molds and mycotoxins in their feed. Neurological effects caused by tremorgenic mycotoxins are temporary, and affected animals usually regain normal posture and movement within a short time after removal of the contaminated material. Mortality may occur from misadventure if, for example, affected animals fall over cliffs into ditches or ponds. When post-mortem investigations of the numerous deaths revealed neuronal lesions, circumstantial evidence pointed towards Aspergillus as the main cause of the degenerative neurotoxicosis. All right, folks, here's my MoldSafe Solutions conclusion. Unfortunately, because of misinformation and propaganda mainly perpetuated by the insurance industry, paid defense experts with agendas, and law firms who work in toxic mold defense cases, this science is being ignored, hidden, manipulated, and even called quack science, all in the name of protecting corporate interests and money. But the facts are that there are many mycology experts and people without an agenda who do not work for insurance firms or as defense experts that have proven without a doubt that toxic mold and its mycotoxins can cause serious illnesses and diseases in our central nervous system, and brains, and even death. The people who have been exposed to toxic mold and have neurological issues are not crazy. It is the mold mycotoxins making them crazy. I will leave you with the conclusion of the researchers in the study titled, The Validity of the Environmental Neurotoxic Effects of Toxigenic Molds and Mycotoxins. The researchers wrote, The validity of the health effects of chronic toxigenic mold and mycotoxin exposures has been reviewed. The exposure to mixed molds and mycotoxins are confirmed to lead to central nervous system and the immune system have pulmonary and allergic effects preceded by inflammatory processes. Subsequently, these events lead to observed neurobehavioral abnormalities in exposed individuals. In light of recent compelling pieces of evidence available in peer-reviewed literature and the emergence of the science of nanotoxicology, it is almost imperative that most of the controversies concerning the validity of the adverse health effects of chronic environmental toxigenic and mycotoxic exposures can at least in parts be resolved. If you need any help dealing with mold, such as a mold test, a professional inspection, mold removal, and or a professional consultation, please call us at 855-786-6653 or visit our website at moldsafesolutions.com. We have a network of the most qualified professionals who are some of the nation's best experts that could help you. We have saved many people thousands of dollars in years of heartache with our professional network and our consultations. If you need help, please call us toll-free at 855-786-6653. Again, that number is 855-786-6653, or you can visit our website at moldsafesolutions.com.